Welcome to the Velvet Quill Cafe, a place where every candle holds a story of the heart. Part of StoryOmniverse.com. This tale is titled, After the Last Note, a Velvet Quill Reunion. Settle in, the coffee is warm, and the story is about to begin. Opening frame whispers beneath the candle. In the Velvet Quill Cafe, where the scent of rose tea and old parchment mingles with soft violin, Eleanor took her place by the candle's gentle glow. Her hand hovered over the velvet quill, silver hair catching the firelight as she surveyed the warmly lit room. No one here asked for explanations. Stories, like the music drifting from a shadowed corner, were simply part of the night. Eleanor set her heart loose on memory, her voice carrying just above the hush, and began. Someone once told me, love changes in whispers, the kind that linger like a melody, after the last note. This is a story of such whispers, and of promises made beneath a twilight sky. Chapter 1. Caught in the Rain. It was London, 1947, a city still learning to heal. Alexander was a scholar, more comfortable with books than people. His life measured in quiet routines. That evening, he wrapped himself in his old wool coat and braved the threat of rain, searching for solitude in the city's hidden gardens. The rain arrived suddenly, a sharp shower that sent him hurrying for shelter beneath a vine-draped arbor. He was not alone. Vivian, the musician whose piano rivaled thunder and whose laughter often bested his arguments at lectures, stood inside, shaking droplets from her red umbrella. Her gaze met his, wry and unguarded. "Professor Holloway," she said, eyebrows raised. "Seeking inspiration or running from the weather?" He managed a small, careful smile. "Running from neither, it seems. The garden is quieter than the library tonight." Vivian laughed, a low sound that mingled with the patter of rain. For a time, their rivalry faded. The storm pressed them together, soaking the world beyond with a hush that made conversation inevitable. Vivian confessed she was haunted by a melody she could not finish. Alexander admitted he envied music's freedom, its ability to say what words could not. When the rain stopped, an uneasy truce lingered, and they left in opposite directions. Each carried a piece of the moment, a whisper neither dared name. Chapter 2. Promises at Twilight. Twilight returned the next evening, washing the garden in gentle gold and lavender. Alexander, drawn by something he would not admit, found himself retracing his steps. Vivian was there, seated on a bench, her hands folded in her lap. This time, their meeting felt less accidental. "I never asked," Vivian began, voice careful. "Do you believe music can change a person?" Alexander hesitated. "I think it can reveal things we hide, even from ourselves." A silence stretched between them, delicate as the breeze. Vivian's gaze softened. "Come to my recital. I promise the last piece will be for you." He agreed. Surprising them both. Beneath the blooming roses, promises grew, quiet, tentative, but real. When they parted, the garden felt changed, alive with possibility. Chapter 3. The Music Box's Secret. Days later, Vivian found a small parcel at her door. Unwrapping it, she discovered a music box, brass and etched with winding vines, delicate as lace. When she turned the key, a familiar melody drifted out, the same unfinished tune she described to Alexander. She pressed the box to her chest. Was it his way of answering, or a challenge? Either way, it was a bridge between their worlds, a secret only the two of them shared. Vivian placed the music box by her piano, letting its gentle notes fill the silence as she rehearsed. For the first time, she imagined Alexander in the audience, listening not as a rival, but as someone who understood. Chapter 4. An Empty Chair. The night of the recital arrived. Vivienne, resplendent in midnight blue, scanned the crowded hall for Alexander. He had promised, and she had believed him. But when the lights dimmed, his seat in the second row remained empty. Vivienne's heart quivered as her fingers touched the keys. She played as she had never played before, pouring longing and regret into every note. The last piece, the one she had written for him, rang with hope that somewhere he was listening. In the back row, Eleanor sat quietly, her own memories stirred by the music's ache. When the applause faded, Vivienne bowed, hiding tears behind a practiced smile. She left the stage with the music box's melody echoing in her mind, a promise unkept. Chapter 5. The letter never sent. Alexander, confined to his room by a fever, listened to the city's muffled sounds and the ticking of his clock. He had meant to be there. All week he had rehearsed what he might say, how he might apologize for every sharp word spoken in their debates. Desperate, he wrote a letter, an explanation, an apology, a quiet confession. But in his weakness, the letter slipped from his hand. It was gathered with the day's post, then misplaced among bills and notices, lost to the shuffle of war-torn London. Alexander recovered, but his heart carried a new heaviness. He could not risk his reputation further by seeking her out. Even so, he could not forget the music box or the look in Vivienne's eyes beneath the garden's twilight. Chapter 6. Crossing paths in candlelight. Months passed. Autumn leaves replaced summer's blooms. Alexander and Vivienne saw each other from afar. At concerts, in libraries, on busy streets, always turning away before words could rise. One evening, both slipped inside the Velvet Quill Café, drawn by an ache they could not voice. A candlelight softened the edges of the world. They sat across from each other, hands wrapped around warm cups, the music box between them. The cafe's gentle hush seemed to grant them permission to speak at last. "I waited for you," Vivienne admitted, her voice trembling ever so slightly. "I was ill," Alexander replied, guilt plain in his eyes. "I wrote to you, but the letter never found you." Vivienne reached for the music box, letting its melody fill the silence. The notes trembled between them, fragile but unbroken. Eleanor, listening from the next table, recognized the pattern. A pain of promises left unspoken, and a hope that lingers nonetheless. Chapter 7. Shadows and Song. As the candle guttered low, Vivienne confessed her fear that she had mistaken rivalry for something deeper, that her heart had leapt ahead while Alexander's remained behind. Alexander shook his head, his reserve faltering. "I envied your courage. I thought I could only disappoint you." They sat quietly, the music box playing. The tension, so long held in check, yielded to a gentle honesty. Each shared truths they'd hidden. Vivienne's health scare after the war, Alexander's fear of loss, the risks of reputation in fragile times. Promises whispered and broken gave way to new vows, unspoken but present in every glance. Chapter 8. Return to the Garden. Spring found the garden in bloom again. Alexander and Vivienne met beneath the arbor, no longer as rivals. The air was cool, scented with fresh rain and roses. They walked side by side, saying little, letting the garden bear witness to their changed hearts. By the stone bench, Vivienne set the music box on the grass and wound it once more. The melody rose around them, soft and persistent, lingering even after the last note faded. Vivienne turned to Alexander. "We can't promise forever," she whispered, "but we can promise today." He smiled, reaching for her hand. "Today is enough." Chapter 9. The Line in the Journal. Back in the cafe, as the story's end approached, Eleanor placed a single red rose beside the open journal at the central table. She wrote a single line, Let love bloom, even if only for a night, and let its music linger after the last note. Candles burned low, their flames reflected in every listener's eyes. The garden's promise and the music box's song remained in the hush that followed. Closing frame, the candle's last light. Eleanor set down the quill, letting the memory rest. The cafe grew quiet, the violin's last note fading into the velvet night. Still the fragrance of roses and the soft echo of love deferred, but not denied, lingered. Tomorrow, perhaps, another story. Tonight, only the promise that love once whispered remains. A twilight garden, roses in bloom, a couple standing close beneath an arbor, hands clasped. Nearby on a stone bench sits an ornate music box, its lid open as soft light glows around them. Candlelight glimmers in the background. Velvet quill romance story. Immerse yourself in After the Last Note, a velvet quill romance story where a post-war rivalry, mischances, and a music box's melody weave a delicate, hopeful reunion in the cafe's candlelit hush. You have been listening to a story from the Velvet Quill Cafe, part of StoryOmniverse.com. May its warmth linger with you until the next tale is told.